Today we have another versus battle. Blade from the cinematic universe versus Selene from Underworld.
Who will win? I don't know yet.
Victor, one of the head honchos of the underground vampire cult, he trained her to be an assassin, to be one of the best.
It's hard to gauge how fast Blade is.
We see him take on hordes of vampires, and most of this by close quarters combat with his sword.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to the SF Files. Today we have a special Halloween event. Today we are going to the gun range. I am your host, Guns. And as my co-host, we have the foulest mouth from the south, Bogus Bird.
Friendly neighborhood Bogus Bird.
Friendly neighborhood Bogus Bird.
But I mean, how friendly is he, really?
I'm super friendly. So friendly.
Oh, Lord. Yep. And as my other co-host, I have the delivery boy toy, human gas casket, Agent K.
What's going on, y'all?
He's getting eaten out by the baby shark, by the way.
I am.
Baby shark.
If you haven't noticed, if you haven't realized, I don't like to toot my own horn here, but I think it's finally time to come out and say I wasn't really credited that well. But I am the star of this hit movie Sharknado.
Yes.
If you remember that scene where the shark comes and eats that person, that was me. Yeah.
Ah, right. Gotcha.
That was me. Yeah.
Not as famous as the star of Jaws, of course.
Right.
Yeah. I was. That's a little before my time.
A little bit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my head is flopping around today. I don't know why. It's a little floppy.
Little bow leg over there.
All right.
Something like that.
And today we have another versus battle. We have Blade from the cinematic universe.
Okay.
Right.
Versus Selene from Underworld. Who will win?
Okay, so we're talking specifically Blade, Wesley Snipes Blade, right?
Yes, cinematic universe.
Okay, because Blade did technically have that other show that didn't really do too well, but some people liked, some people didn't. That's why I'm asking.
Well, the series technically is canon. The series takes place after Blade Trinity, so I think we should include it.
I haven't seen it.
All right, you don't miss much. You don't miss much. The only thing that I see that he gets upgraded from that, I think we'll go through Blade's power set here shortly, but Blade, he gets some new tech. The most notable one that I remember, he gets some sunglasses where he can see different heat signatures where he can tell humans and vampires apart just from looking. So, you know, kind of call it the Batman vision, detective mode, more or less.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So I feel we should break this down in three different sections.
Okay.
First, regular Selene from the first movie.
Okay.
Then the second one, I feel after she drinks the old man's blood, like the original guy. And then the last one after she gets her final power up on the last movie.
Okay.
Okay.
And just to be sure, this is a fight to the death, right?
To the death. Bloodlusted.
Right. Welcome to Mortal Kombat.
Now, keep in mind, we're not really like experts. Super professionals here. We're not experts. Wow. You know, we're kind of just giving our opinions on what we've seen in the movies and such.
Maybe you guys aren't.
You know, whatever. You can take all the heat for this if it goes sour.
This is for fun. This is for kicks and giggles. Don't take it seriously. Feel free to comment below.
Yeah, leave it in the comment below. If we miss something, we miss one of their powers that might flip the tables, let us know down below.
Absolutely. And to start off, let me start with Blade being the powerhouse. When this was first presented to me, Blade versus Selene, I immediately said, Blade. Blade has got this in the bag because he is a trained vampire killer. That's what the guy does. That's all he does. He breathes and sleeps, killing vampires, decapitations. Mm-hmm. He trains to kill vampires. That is his specialty.
Right.
That is what he does. But throughout the day, when I was thinking about it, it's like, well, Celine does get pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. You know, how to scale her, it gets pretty difficult how strong she is comparably to Blade.
Yeah.
So I definitely actually don't have an answer right now.
That's why I want to break it down in three parts, just so we can get like her first set of powers, then the second one, then the final one.
Okay.
Maybe that'll make it a little bit easier. We'll just
for sure
walk down this road together.
Yes, sir. I walk a lonely road. Oh, my bad.
Okay, so breaking it down just a little bit, Celine was taken from her home way back in the day. She's been training under Victor, one of the head honchos of the underground vampire cult.
Of the Coven.
The elder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's one of the elders, and he trained her to be an assassin, basically, to be one of the best, you know, vampire assassins.
Mm-hmm.
She took pride in her ability to be able to take down werewolves, to be able to basically match anyone and everyone who was put up against her.
Mm-hmm. Death Dealer, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah. And so does that give her an upper hand against Blade, who is also trained by, in the cinematic universe, he was trained by Whistler. Do you think the amount of training that he has, do you think he can compete with Celine on that level?
So I personally feel that Blade is more trained in martial arts, mm-hmm. and clearly like weapons and all that, compared to Celine, which I feel she's just, like you said, an assassin, basically. I don't think she's trained in martial arts as much as Wesley Snipes, Blade. But you also got to keep in mind, minimum, she's been training for like 500 years to however it really is.
No, she's been for centuries.
But you're so old.
I believe the exact number is 1,000 years.
Yeah.
So let's say, okay, so she's been training for 1,000 years, assassinating werewolves, and versus Blade, which only his human lifespan, basically.
Correct.
Which will guesstimate, what, like 30-something?
Yeah. Guesstimation, okay. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout the movie, we see him take on hordes of vampires, and most of this by close quarters combat with his sword, some of it with his guns. Killing vampires like that kind of has to come with a certain like ability to be able to react to fast reactions, to be able to be accurate with his shots with his sword. I think he has the precision to match Celine, because Celine is extremely precise. I think he's trained enough to be, I think, on par with her. He is shown later in the movie to, when he's fighting Frost, to be able to not match, but kind of keep up with his speed. And Frost, and when I say keep up, like, I mean, he keeps him in his sights. He's able to kind of track him to be able to react.
He can keep up with his movements.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't physically. Say, yes, okay, yeah, that's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, not physically, but he is able to keep an eye on him to be able to react.
Okay, gotcha.
And don't forget, the first time Frost did do his speed burst thingy, he did catch him off guard because he was surprised on how fast he moved the first time. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So for me, in the first movie, I think with the sheer power that he has, I think he stands a good chance.
I think that Celine in the first movie, let's see, because she starts off as a human. She gets bitten by Victor. She becomes a vampire. She is training. She is assassinating. She is death dealing for 1,000 years. She is highly trained. She's very skilled, more so with guns and, right. you know, blades, small knives. She is physically very strong. If I recall correctly, she was able to hold off one of the lichens, like, the lichens in her face, you mm-hmm. know, and she's able to like push him off. Not like, mm-hmm. you know, ram him off, but she's able to withstand the strength of a lichens. And the lichens mm-hmm. are physically stronger than the vampires in that universe, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
She is very strong.
Yep.
And maybe that has part to do with how old she is, you know, and how long she's been doing it. She's she's a monster, dude. She's beastly. Yeah. She doesn't come off as beastly, but when you think about it, she really is.
Yeah.
I think that in that point in time, Celine was more of a ranged fighter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She does get up close and she does fight, but like Guns said earlier, Blade is a very highly skilled martial artist mm-hmm. in various forms of combat. Up close, I think Blade can take her when it comes to that.
Yep.
I personally feel Blade versus first part Celine, in my head canon, I feel Blade can take her with low to mid difficulty because Frost is using the power of the Blood God, correct? Yes. And then she's only fighting Victor, which is an elder, but he's clearly skilled also.
Mm-hmm.
But in that fight, she needed help of what's his face?
Michael,
yeah. Which was half vampire and half werewolf.
Right.
Which his strength is a lot more than a regular lycan and a werewolf. Faster reaction time and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only reason why she actually won that fight, because of him.
I agree. Yeah, if it was just her, yeah, she would have lost big time. Michael definitely stood in and took in some of the hits.
Oh, yeah. He took some punishment. But yeah, I got to agree. The only reason she won that fight was because she was with Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping in mind also, during their fight, she's been using guns, like you said, long range or mm-hmm. mid to long range, while Blade has an arsenal on him, like mm-hmm. the silver stakes. He gets like the vials or whatever he throws.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has those little discs he throws with the blades.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the disc.
A shuriken, let's say.
Yeah.
And then just all silver, all so her weaknesses.
Everything that basically hurts her, he has it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. He has a silver sword, and he's wearing the bulletproof vest as an extra precaution,
mm-hmm.
just
mm-hmm.
in case.
Are you out of your damn mind?
Power set-wise, they're pretty close to the similar, right? Technically, they're both vampires. Super right. strength, super speed, comparably to humans, of course. Mm-hmm. Blade has all the strengths and none of the weaknesses except for the thirst. Mm-hmm. While Celine, at this point in time, has all of those weaknesses.
Yep.
Silver, garlic, solar, and, you know, daylight.
UV.
Thank you. Yeah. If depending on what time their battle starts, Blade just has to wait her out. You know, mm-hmm. wait for the daylight to come out, and he can corner her to a point to where she is trapped, if it comes down to that.
Yeah.
Although I will also say Celine is very good at getting away. She's a survivor for sure. She knows how to survive. I mean, she's done it for 1,000 years, and she gets away from quite a few big names that are after her, right? Like,
yep.
I'm gonna slip in a little bit into the sequel where they're running away from that vampire, the one that looks like a bat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being chased in a truck. That happens like immediately after the battle of the first movie. So I'm gonna count that into this section. I mean, just for this purpose, yeah, she's borderline, you know, escaping the sunlight. The moment was crucial, was very high octane, and she was able to think clear enough to get away and not get hit by the sun. So, I mean, she's very intelligent as well, you know?
Yeah.
She's got good tactics.
I thought she did get hit by the sun because they had to go through to a warehouse, didn't they? And mm-hmm. wasn't it Michael, you said?
Yeah.
He had to cover the truck they were driving in and like black out all the windows, didn't he? And then had like all the sunburns.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's part of the point. Like,
She was tactile enough to be able to get away from the threat, the major threat, mm-hmm. and then still be able to make it to like a safe spot where she could be taken care of, I guess you could say.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was able to get away. Her head was clear enough to where she was able to tactically get away.
Strategize.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe that may not be. It may or may not take place against Blade, because Blade could just, you know, he'll walk day or night. Doesn't matter to him.
Yeah.
So
don't forget, like, he does kind of incorporate like UV into some of his weapons now.
That's true. That's
true.
So
I think first movie, Blade takes it.
I think Blade easily takes this one.
Yeah. Easy to mid diff.
Okay.
Yeah. I would dare say easy.
Yeah.
Not even mid at this point.
Okay.
I think she might be a little more of a nuisance than your typical vampire, but I think Blade would sweat it off like no problem.
Round one, Blade.
All right. So movie two, Blade two.
So in this one, Celine gets a power upgrade. Mm-hmm. We're going to skip the prequel because that really has nothing to do with her. But the actual sequel, she becomes a hybrid herself. I forget the dude's name, but she gets some of his blood and she becomes...
The father of the vampire and the Lycan, the first ones. He was the very first one with the power and he passed his powers to the first of each kind.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, so she gets that power buff.
Mm-hmm. The Corvinus strain, if I'm reading that correctly, it's powerful in rare bloodline. These new powers include the ability to move at incredible speeds, heightened strength, and resistance to silver. So I think this is a very important buff for her against Blade because a lot of Blade's gear is silver, as we just mentioned not too long ago. She's not immune to it, but she does gain a resistance to it. And she gets even faster than your standard vampire.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not mistaken, I believe Shuri bit Corvinus. She drank his wrist, got the buff, and then after she fought Marcus and the brother Lycan guy, right?
Yeah.
So speed-wise, I feel she didn't really get too much of a buff because she was still getting smacked around. But strength-wise, she was able to stand up to Marcus.
The elder.
Compared to the truck scene that you were talking about earlier.
I think she matches the speed of an elder at this point. Because if I'm not mistaken, at some point where she stands up, she gets fully rejuvenated. She stands up and then she disappears and he's like looking around for her and boom, she's like right behind him. So he was fast enough to get past his eyes. I think she's at the same speed as an elder.
I think so too. I want to say that's a fair assumption.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely this, like you said, this buff is definitely an important one for her. Mm-hmm. She's not affected by the sun. She's not as affected by garlic or silver. So that leaves her with either long distance or she has to get close up and fight hand to hand. And as we've previously stated, I think regardless of speed, I think... with his strength, he's himself is also fast. Mm-hmm. Not as fast, I don't think. But he does have the upper hand in hand-to-hand, close quarters combat.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to gauge how fast Blade is. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did Frost dodge bullets?
I want to say yes.
I kind of want to say you're right. I don't think I've ever seen Blade dodge bullets himself, but... the fact that he's matching against other beings that can, you can kind of get an idea to how fast he is, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you never really see Blade, like, disappear, you know, like...
Right, no,
he doesn't move like that. He doesn't, not to the same point to, like, as the Elders do, though. Those are like Dragon Ball, they're disappearing, they're, pew, they're gone.
Yeah.
So I kind of think that Celine is faster than Blade at this point.
Yeah, for sure, I agree.
Well, I feel Victor is way faster than Marcus because I think Marcus is more bulky because of his vampire form.
Okay. I think Blade, throughout the movies, the three movies, he doesn't really get any buffs, any upgrades. He's kind of the same in all three, more or less. Mm-hmm. So
the only thing that does change, I believe, is his blood vial things that he injects himself so he can...
Right.
Yeah, the serum.
Okay. So I'm thinking in the third movie where he's going up against Dracula. Drake is essentially, the original vampire in the Blade universe. Dracula is very fast. The fastest one that he met, that he faced off against so far.
Mm-hmm.
And strength-wise, I'm pretty sure Dracula was stronger than him. And speed-wise, he was definitely faster than Blade as well.
Yep.
So what I noticed, if I'm not mistaken, all of the bad guys that Blade fought in every single movie were stronger than Blade himself.
Mm-hmm.
because Deacon had the Blood God's power. What's his face from part two? They were like a evolved hybrid where their mouths open.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, Dracula on the third one. But right. The thing I noticed, Blade has this, the, what's the word I'm looking for? Like tenacity or the will.
The will,
yeah. To keep going and not give up and overcome these obstacles.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with that, yeah. He is definitely tenacious, like you said. He 100% has to overcome larger-than-life enemies. You know, enemies that he is, you know, you look at him and you're like, no, he has no chance against them. And he ends up pulling it out of his
booty.
Yeah, he always finds a way. So he's very, he's methodic in the way that he fights.
I will also credit Blade to being very tactical as well. I was saying that about Celine. I'm saying the same thing about Blade. He's very tactical. He goes mm-hmm. into a fight with a plan. He mm-hmm. goes in with weapons that know will benefit him in that fight.
Yep.
And I think that's part of the difference maker here, where Blade's weapons are specifically to take out vampires, and mm-hmm. which is what he is fighting. He's Frost. He's the super vampire. Dracula, an ultra vampire, right? Like, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, he's still a vampire. So Blade kind of has the weapons that were going to be the most effective against vampires.
Right.
And Celine, at the end of the day, is a vampire. So, I mean, I still kind of think that at this point, Blade will find a way to overcome
okay.
Celine. Celine is powerful, I think, more so than Blade. But I think Blade will find a way still. He just has the abilities. He has the weapons. He's going to find a way to win this fight.
Yeah.
I feel at this point, Celine has about the same strength as Blade. She's definitely faster than he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like his knowledge on killing vampires is just about the same as her 1,000 years worth of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
or even more.
Yeah, I think I agree with that too. Because although, you know, Celine is a vampire herself, her knowledge is primarily on killing lycans.
Fair.
As opposed to Blade, who has basically trained his entire life mm-hmm. to kill vampires. So,
good point.
Yeah, they're used to fighting different enemies. So I think, yeah, Blade is definitely more used to fighting vampires. He's used to overcoming more powerful enemies without the buffs. And okay. so he's used to doing his own research and coming up with, if there's a new breed, if there's a new strain of the vampire,
mm-hmm.
then he's going to research the blood that he, you know, any sample he can get and find right. what kills it easiest.
Very true. Although I don't think he's going to have enough time to, hey, give me some of your blood real quick. Let me analyze it. I think he won't have the opportunity to do so. If they meet up and it's a fight to the death, he's not going to have a chance to analyze her blood.
Okay. That's fair. But if he gets her on the ropes, if he gets her on the ropes and she ends up escaping, there's bound to be a drop of blood somewhere.
Okay.
But I feel like he carries enough arsenal on his body where he'll be fine and he'll be ready for any situation that she comes at him with.
In the second one, with that buff, I know for sure that Celine herself can dodge bullets.
Yeah.
I know that she can take shots to the head, like a bullet, and I think a shotgun even. She took a shotgun.
To the stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she was relatively okay, given it wasn't silver, but, I mean, enough blunt force is still going to hurt.
Yeah.
And she was fine.
So if that were to happen to Blade, do you think he'll have the same reaction?
The shotgun?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's hard to say because he is covered in bulletproof armor. But regardless, I'm sure he's going to feel that.
Yeah.
But you also got to keep in mind he does have the regeneration as well, like high regeneration.
You're right.
I want to say, okay, I know in the comics, Wolverine Logan compared Blade's healing abilities to his own, saying, you know, they're on par.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking cinematic universe, I don't know how far that healing factor goes.
The only thing I have is from part one where he fought Deacon Frost and they drain him of his blood. Yeah. And then what, like 30 seconds in the blood pool and he was like brand new again.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey guys, have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it. Oh, my God. But he would need access to a blood pool. Blood. Uh-huh.
But for that, I think Celine's in the same boat though. No, because didn't she need their blood packs?
Yeah. Okay. How about this? In the first movie, that one vampire that Blade sets on fire, the one that loses his arm. You remember him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That vampire. It took him like 2 or 3 days to regrow his arm, regrow some skin to look normal. Took him like 2 or 3 days. Blade seems to recover a lot quicker than your standard vampire. I'm not saying that Celine and the vampires from Blade are the same healing factor, but just to kind of put Blade into perspective, how much quicker he heals than a standard vampire in his world.
Yeah.
Because him, if the worst wound that I can think of is when that same vampire took one of his silver stakes and rammed it into his upper chest here. I mean, he like took it out and like he was pretty much fine in a little while. He just healed, you know, it just closed up. He was good. Probably,
yeah.
I don't know, a few minutes.
Okay.
And Blade does take a beating.
Oh, yeah.
I think it still this one comes down to close quarters because Celine. Yeah, she has, you know, her guns, but as soon as she's out of ammo, and she uses mostly machine guns, it goes through the ammo a lot faster. She's going to have to get close at some point.
True.
And Blade is fast enough to keep up with the best of them. You know, he kept up with Drake, he kept up with the guy from Part 2, I forget his name, and he semi-kept up with Deacon Frost. I think he's able to keep up with the speed. I think he's able to bring this to a win. He's definitely going to have a lot more trouble with it, but I think he pulls a win on this one too.
And I feel like I have to agree. For this one, I feel he's on mid to like the bottom tier of hard difficulty.
Giggity.
Nice.
Wow.
I also agree. I think Blade will still come out on top of this one. All right. He will, opposed to the first movie, Celine, where I think it would be easy for him, I think this one will be past mid, maybe a tough one.
Yeah, I think he's looking at a tough fight.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a tough fight. I think, like you said, it comes down to up-close quarters combat, and I think that Blade's weaponry and his arsenal is just too much for Celine to handle at this point. I think that Blade will come out the winner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who's to say that he doesn't use one of his silver stakes like he did when he was slapping around the other vampire guy from the their goon squad?
I don't think Selena's that mid. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I know he's supposed to be a vampire, but he was a cocky.
A-hole.
And Celine isn't really having that same kind of personality. I don't think
she's falling for it. Well, I mean, like, he can use the stake, but instead of, like, slapping her, he can be, like, slashing her, like, stabbing her. I mean...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I don't think she has that same personality. I don't think she'd fall for it.
Okay. And here's where things are gonna, I think, might turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Very potentially. And the third movie, Blood Wars, she gets another upgrade. And she this gets a time,
massive buff.
Big, like a big super buff. Yes. She gets stronger, even more stronger. Yep, she gets faster.
A lot faster.
She gains the ability to become a Daywalker, just like Blade.
Yeah.
I don't think she has any weaknesses at this point, does she?
No. The thirst? So. Maybe the garlic still?
Yeah, I don't think silver affects her at all anymore.
No, I think it's just the thirst, if anything.
Yeah, the silver, she already had a resistance to it. I don't remember if she gets more of a resistance or not. I don't think they specify.
I thought they did, but maybe I'm wrong.
Hmm. Garlic, I don't think they mention that anymore, at least at this point. But definitely the big one, UV lighting, does not affect her anymore.
No.
What if Blade gets some holy water? The power of Christ comes.
Oh, my God.
Nah, I'm kidding. I don't think Underworld get the vampires there. I don't think holy water's a thing. So,
nah.
I was kidding.
Yeah. No, I think I see Blade having a lot more trouble on this one now. So Blade does keep up with Drake and his swordplay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's supposed to be extremely fast, extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go as far as to say Selene is stronger than Drake in this one. Stronger and faster.
Don't forget his durability too, because when he transforms into his like beast mode, he has like that red armor on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which is like super hard, right?
Yeah,
giggity.
Yeah. Okay. So durability, the armor. I think Drake got her, but speed wise, I think Selene takes it over Drake, and that's not a good thing for Blade.
At this point, I want to say Selene is at bare minimum matching what the prior elders were doing, where they can just disappear and be behind. And actually, I'm pretty sure she does that when she was after that one guy. She was at the doorway, and then she gone. She instant transmissions, and she's right behind him. Like,
So by this point in time, Selene is fighting like mutated lichens. She fought that giant lichen and won. She punched another one and went through his chest.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, but the one she had to cheat on one of them, kind of not cheat, but she goes into a corridor so that he has to untransform back into his human form, and that's where she takes the killing shot. She couldn't get through his regular werewolf skin, his lichen skin. She was doing everything she could, and it would just, he was dusting himself off. It wasn't affecting him.
But I think that was right before she got the buff, wasn't it? Because she got the buff when she was like in that snowy place.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right.
But even then, she was still punching through freaking lichens.
That kind of just goes to show how much stronger she is, though. Like, I think that's a bad sign for Blade.
I don't think his armor's going to do anything.
When was the part where she rips out that lichen's spine? Or it might have been a vampire, but she rips out somebody's spine.
Yeah.
Was that before the buff or after the buff? I kind of want to say it was before.
I think it was before. It's been a while since I've watched him, but I think it was before.
Yeah, I think so. Which kind of shows what that second buff did to her already. Like, she's beefy.
Yeah.
She's beefy. And with this last buff that she gets, she becomes very powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Just based on that, everything we just said, before we get even more into it, I want to agree with you guys that Selene from the final movie definitely wins against Blade.
Yeah, I think at this point, Blade has no chance.
I wouldn't say no chance, but I think he's going to get wrecked.
I feel she beats him mid-difficulty, like his name in hard difficulty.
I think maybe lower mid. Maybe she struggles a little bit, but not that much. I think he has no chance. I think she's too fast. Yeah, no. She's too fast. She's too powerful. Too, that armor is not doing anything for him anymore. The close quarters combat, I'm sure at this point, fighting all those lichens hand to hand, she's used to it now.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right, all right, all right.
So what you're saying is she's going to tank all his hits now.
Yes.
If it's CQC.
Yes. I think the only thing is if he gets a lucky shot, maybe cuts an arm off or something. And that's if he can get a hit in. That's a big
So you think with this buff, with her speed, do you think Blade can still keep up? Like his, at least, vision?
I don't think so.
I think he would probably still be able to see it, but I don't think he'll be able to react to it at this point. I mean, there's not much to back up that statement, but I would like to think Blade can still visually keep up.
That, and I think, I don't want to say it, but I kind of have to.
Do
it. He wasn't going to win against Drake, but he had that poison thing released in the air.
Mm,
and if it weren't for that, he wouldn't have won.
Yeah. And you know what? I thought about that too. Celine has a resistance to poisons as well.
Yeah.
Remember she was cut with that one blade that was layered in poison. Poisonous to vampires. It was like a nightshade or something.
Oh yeah.
And like she got paralyzed and she was down for the count. And this was before the last buff. And I remember them saying something like, "Oh, this would kill a normal vampire." But for her it was enough to paralyze her, but not kill her. So she has a resistance to poisons as well.
But if I'm not mistaken, I think what he released was like the silver particles that he released into the air vents, which spread it up throughout the building.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
You're so
right.
It wasn't like poison or anything like that. Okay. It was just silver.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
I think Blade takes a major loss on this one.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if we're talking about everything is set, you know, all the story is set, Celine and Blade meet up in like in the middle of the street, day or night, Celine's gonna take it. If we do movie by movie, I think the first two go to Blade and the third goes to Celine, but overall Celine takes the win.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Even if Blade gets a chance and he strikes her with his sword and somehow gets it through her stomach and is sticking out through the other side, I feel even in that situation, Celine has enough durability to snap his neck that close.
And then
she'll just push him off and just heal.
Yeah. What's to stop her from, with the incredible speed she has, just pop up behind him, take a bite, and then get even stronger with the Blade's blood?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, Blade would have no chance at all.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I feel Blade would have more of a chance doing that to her, you know, black guys and white women.
Yeah, maybe take that part out.
No, leave it in.
Well, Blade, he cannot power up by biting vampires.
No, he can't.
He can only get stronger with human blood. So him biting Celine will do nothing. Mm-hmm. But the other way around, Celine biting Blade, she's going to get stronger.
Yeah.
That was just meant for a joke.
But to your point, yeah. It's not effective. It ain't happening. It's just, I think it stacks up too much against Blade. And Celine's going to take the cake this one.
Yep.
All right. So, I'm just going to throw a curveball right here.
Okay.
So, cinematic universe, Blade has her until the final movie, till she gets that final buff, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, overall, Celine wins cinematic universe.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Throw in comic book Blade against Celine.
Blade takes easy.
Explain.
So, he also gets a couple buffs later in the storylines, which there's not a lot of Blade material out there because for some reason they just don't know how to write a good story for him. You know, people kind of... No, kind of, because they kind of, you know, the fans want a black author to write a Blade story. And then They don't want white people touching Blade, which, you know, whatever, that's cool. That's their character. But later he kind of gets like a devil trigger where he gets wings and he becomes like extremely fast, extremely powerful, faster than the human I could see, a Superman-like character in the Marvel Universe who can go super speed like Superman can, doesn't see Blade coming because of how fast he comes.
All right.
No, because of how fast he goes, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. yeah, at that point, he is beyond like any other vampire. He is said to be able to travel, I think, faster than the speed of light.
What the hell?
Damn.
Yeah, like he gets extremely powerful, especially in that form, which it's not like a one and done kind of form. Like he can trigger it on and off.
Hmm. Okay. Damn.
Yeah. Fuck. And I think if he uses that form for even just a quick couple of seconds, Selene is done.
Okay, so cinematic universe, Selene wins. Comic book versus Selene, Blade definitely wins. Easy.
Yeah.
I mean, with that description, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not the most familiar person with the Blade comics, but just off of that description, holy crap. That's a nice buff. Yeah. A very nice buff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to argue that. Yeah. Selene, she done. She done for.
Yeah.
But
to respect the exercise, movie. Yep. Movie only.
The winner is
Selene is their winner.
Yeah. And you said Minarum put in his 2 cents?
He did vote earlier. I messaged him the other day and he said Blade would take the cake. Really? He said Blade. And I mean, he wasn't wrong up until the third buff that Selene gets. And it's solely because we decided we were going to pit them, the cinematic universe, only because Selene does not have comic book origins. She is strictly movies. Yes. So that's the reason we went cinematic.
Well, actually, I'm not 100% sure, but I think when I was doing some research, I think there's like an anime or something like that with Selene.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but you're right. It does exist. I'm not sure if it's a series or a movie. It made me want to look for it because I've never seen it. And I really do enjoy the Underworld movies. Okay, she hot. She looks good. She looks great in those Underworld movies. And anime, well, you know, there's certain exaggerations here and there sometimes. So you know, I'll take a look. I'll take a gander. Yeah, maybe you want to look it up.
Definitely.
So
it's going to be like one of those hot D animes.
So it looks like it is Underworld Endless War. Came out in 2011. Does appear to be a movie. A movie. Just from the photos that I'm looking at here.
You know, it doesn't even look like they exaggerated anything on her, which I actually appreciate and like.
I mean, it kind of looks like her.
Pointy. Okay.
Luckin looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the art style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can definitely tell it's from a different era. I kind of like the way they exaggerate her eyes. Piercing blue. But yeah, the art style looks nice.
I like it.
I'm definitely going to check this out. And who knows? Maybe she's got another buff there.
Maybe.
Damn.
With that being said, Selene takes the win.
Yes, sir.
Selene takes the win.
Selene, Victor.
Cinematic universe only, though. All right.
All right.
Flawless victory.
Well, with that being said, gentlemen, we have run out of time. We have our winner. Don't forget to subscribe if you like this kind of content. You want us to do some more. Like, follow, subscribe. Let us know in the comments what you thought about this debate, our master debating. Do you like what we did this time? Maybe, you know, break it down by movie. We're still trying to figure out that format, how to master debate properly with each other, you know all at the same time.
Trying to master this debate.
Go ahead. Feel like I'm the master debater here.
You're the master, probably. Yes, the master of debating. Yes, that is you. And let us know if you like the style. You got any suggestions? Feel free to message us individually if you want. You don't want to talk to Guns over there. BogusBird@thesfiles.com.
Guns@thesfiles.com.
And AgentK@sfiles.com. If you're on social media, you're looking for the good stuff, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. YouTube, and Thread. If you're looking for the uncut episodes, you want to hear Guns call BB for telling him he's a master debater. Follow us on Patreon. Check us out there. Also, check out our other podcast that we do, Bro Etiquette, where we go through the bro code, see if it still applies to today's modern day and age. If you're on the go, Guns, where can they find us?
Good thing you asked me there, Brother K. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Sweet Sweet Pandora.
Sweet Pandora.
Never said anything bad about Pandora.
Never. And also, don't forget to visit www.thesfiles.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We have tons of cool stuff there. We talk movies, we talk film, we talk TV series, we talk some anime, video games, a bunch of cool stuff. Make sure to binge us. Make sure you binge. Yeah, definitely want to do that. Listen to everything, every single one.
All of it.
All of it.
And if you have any suggestions who we should put up next on a versus battle, please send us an email.
Fantastic.
And see your fantasy fight become reality. Ooh.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is your friendly neighborhood bogus bird swinging away.
Like Spider Pig.
Go, mama.
And this is Guns signing out.
Luchadoring out.
This is Sharknado saying see you later.
Catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Deuces.